What do you make of that? It was a close enough first half.
I think the first half was close enough. They went in front with a wonder goal. You have to give credit when that was a fantastic strike. You know, that would be worthy of winning any football match. And then once I think we made the substitutions, we had three or four chances that we could have got right back into it. But when you're not taking them, you're chasing the game, and you always leave yourself open to a mistake or a counter attack. And it worked out like that. Panned out. Any other day, you know, if we get it back to 1-1, you know, the game would have settled down. But we were chasing it. We've always got to chase it. I'll always go like that and always try to be on the front foot. And we had enough chances. We had enough chances in that spell in the second half to get the ball in the back of the net. It just wasn't to be.
Aye. I think I'm right in saying you didn't lose any ground at the bottom, is that right?
I've never even checked, honestly. I've never even checked it.
Five games to go. They've shown enough, haven't they, to suggest you can get...
No, nowhere near. No. We are better than that. We're better than that in which we showed today. We're trying to set standards at the football club. We knew it was a difficult, real difficult match coming up here. Always is up here at Inverness. And I was expecting, although there wasn't much between it, I was expecting my team to be better than that.
Mm-hmm.